Good morning. It is election day, and we are with Mike Spain. He's the associate editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Happy election day, David.
Yes, indeed. And we, of course, will be doing our part in voting. I know you will do that soon, and I will do that later today. And hopefully all of our listeners will exercise their civic duty. And I know you're going to give us a little bit of a preview of what some of the major races are this election day in the Capital Region.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, of course, everybody's focusing on the presidential race, and we know a lot about that. And we don't have to talk about that because in New York, you're also selecting a U.S. senator. And every congressional district is choosing a member to send to Congress. And every single state legislative seat, that's both the state Senate and the Assembly, are up for election. And then a lot of counties and municipalities and judicial districts will be selecting judges or filling various vacancies on town boards or city councils, that kind of thing. So really, it's important to get out and vote for all of those races. The big race in the Capital Region and the Hudson Valley that everyone is watching closely is who will replace Congressman Chris Gibson, who is not seeking re-election for the 19th Congressional District. A spirited race is going on between former State Assemblyman John Faso, he's the Republican, and a relative newcomer to politics, law professor Zephyr Teachout. And if you've been anywhere near a television in the last 3 weeks, you've seen one ad after another. This has gained nationwide attention. It's seen as a contested district where Democrats could pick up a seat or Republicans could hold on to a seat. The polls over the last week have been conflicting in who is ahead of the district. So it's really a toss-up at this point. A lot of it depends on the turnout, and we'll be watching it really closely, as I'm sure you will, and everyone at WAMC will be on tonight, and your website will be updated. We'll be watching it closely at the Times Union and updating our website shortly after the polls close at 9 p.m. It's going to be a long day and a long night.
And it could be a long session in New York, as of course the New York State Senate is in question in terms of how the down ballot voting goes on this presidential election day.
Right. That's the other big one, and so we'll know. We'll know tonight, we hope.
Polls have opened in New York. They close at 9 p.m., and you certainly, if you don't know by now, can go to the New York State Board of Elections website and find out where you need to vote. Hopefully you've done that. Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union, joining us this morning, as he does each Tuesday morning. Well, I wonder what we'll talk about next week.
I can't wait.